Hello, my friend. Welcome again to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Paul. Thanks for joining me on this 19th day of March. I appreciate each and every one of you. I thank God for you, and I pray that your day go as wonderfully as it possibly can, and that is resting in the free favor of God, whether life is throwing you curveballs or chaos or comfort. Know that your Father loves you. Part of understanding this is learning to have a prayer life and learning to carve out space by which we find His face and we rest in Him. And part of that are prayers like the Lord's Prayer. I have not prayed the Lord's Prayer the way that you would expect someone would that is a Christian. What I mean by that is you would think if, as Christians, the Lord's Prayer is something we pray all the time. But maybe like many of you, I didn't come up in circles praying formulaic prayers. The closest formulaic prayer that we had was the Sinner's Prayer. And we prayed the Sinner's Prayer. We just made it up as we went, a prayer in which we confessed our sins, asked Jesus to save us, and committed to following Him. And we prayed that prayer one time. We prayed that prayer when we got saved. Now, we would pray it with sinners, so we might pray as a church at the end of service, and it was a repeat after me prayer. And it was led at the discretion of the pastor or the evangelist. He prayed it however he felt led. It would be something like, Lord, I come to you and I confess that I am a sinner, and I believe in Jesus, that He died on the cross for my sins and He rose again on the third day, and I accept you as my Savior. I ask you to forgive my sins, and I pledge to follow you. Something along those lines. It was a confession, it was forgiveness, penitence for forgiveness, and then it was a promise. And that was about it. And every other prayer was personal. You made it up as you went. And I still make up prayers as I go. It's part of my conversation with the Lord. A lot of times I sit down and talk to the Lord, have no idea what I'm going to say. And I just talk to Him. Sometimes out loud. That's just my style. But in the last couple of years, I've discovered the joy of praying other prayers. And I'm not trying to get you to do it, but I've discovered there's joy in it. So I've bought the Book of Common Prayer, and I've prayed many of those in my prayer time. I've bought other prayer books and worked through them to see how others pray in situations. And what it taught me was a great respect for prayer, because I saw that people had put their heart and soul into prayer, to the point that they would write those prayers down, thinking that maybe their verbiage would be the verbiage that would help someone else. That has helped transform my prayer life. It taught me to pray the Psalter. And so I would pray the Psalms, not as chapters in an Old Testament book, but as prayers. And I would allow myself to say the words of the Psalms, knowing that I didn't always feel the way the psalmist felt. And rather than pick the prayer apart theologically, I would just pray it and try to see if there was anything in it that sounded like my heart. That's led me to praying the Apostles' Creed. And you know, we did a whole series here on it. We did a whole series on it that we put on our Sunday sermons. We pray the Apostles' Creed every Sunday morning at the end of the sermon at the Garden Church of the Midlands, because it's part of our prayer of Christian confession. We also pray the prayer of forgiveness of sins, not because we don't believe we're forgiven, but because we want to accept the forgiveness, and verbalizing our need for it is part of our Christian discipline. It's part of saying what He says, but also saying to one another what needs to be said. That's two kinds of confession, homologio, exologio. These are both Greek words. I say what He says about me, but I also say what I need to say to you. And so there's a public confession. And part of it is the Lord's Prayer. I don't pray it every day, but I'm learning to appreciate it. And one of the reasons is because it's made me collective, our. It's made me a son, father. In heaven shows me that I don't say that meaning I think God's way over there and I'm over here, but that he is father in a realm that's beyond what I can see. And that causes me to lift my eyes, to lift my heart, maybe really physically, but also definitely spiritually, to lift them to a higher plane, who are in heaven. So this isn't just a secular thing. This isn't just a natural thing. This is a spiritual thing. Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallowed be your name is an authority prayer. It's saying your name holds weight. Hallowed be your name. Notice we don't even say his name. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. What name? Father. We don't say another name. We call him Father. When Jesus teaches his disciples to pray, he doesn't have them address God as God. And yet, he says, hallowed be your name. Your name holds authority and weight. What name? Father. Our Father who art in heaven. Your name holds authority. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So part of the Lord's Prayer is praying the kingdom of God to manifest here the way it is, not just the way things should be, but to pray it manifests the way it is. So the Lord's Prayer takes us out of the prayer of, I want to get out of here and go home, and puts us into the mode of, I want home to come here. I want God to do here what he wants to do. And it also takes the onus of responsibility off of my back and your back of spreading the kingdom. We don't build the kingdom of God. We're praying, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We're really praying, bring heaven to earth, bring your kingdom to pass. I don't do it. I live it out. So when people say we're out here supposed to be building the kingdom, no, you don't build the kingdom. He brings the kingdom. The king brings the kingdom. I live out of his kingdom. I live within his kingdom. I want his kingdom to totally take over the kingdoms of my soul. That's part of our prayer. Let's pray it together. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. More from the Lord's Prayer. We'll move on to verse 3, that very important, give us this day our daily bread. We'll talk about it tomorrow. God bless.